worst come first. When worst come the worst. When worst come the worst, my people come first. When worst come the worst. When worst come the worst, my people come first. I got worldwide family all over the earth, and I worry about them all. All right, there we go. It's time for The Worst, our weekly segment where we complain and bemoan about the worst things around us for prizes. 312-981-7200 is the number. Give us your worst, and if you make the top three, we're talking serious loot. We got tickets tonight. We've got so many things to give away. And I lost my page, but there's European soccer. There's also tickets to the producers. And we have a gift certificate to the Builder Supply Outlet. So we're talking some serious nice. Loot. Joining us tonight to help with the festivities are two of the members of the Cates, the all-female comedy ensemble with a show this Friday night, the 13th at the Bookseller in Lincoln Square. Alexander Sarpalis is a performer with the Cates. Thanks for being here. Good
Thank
to see
you.
Your showcase, Mom Jeans, is on Sunday nights at the Windy City Inn.
Correct.
All right. And you're also going to be at the Funny Women's Festival on June 19th.
Yeah.
All right. And the worst regular. It's a weird thing to say.
I will take that as a compliment.
Soli Santos can be seen on stage with the Cates. She's performing at Alexander's Showcase Mom Jeans on Sunday night. And then again at Hydrate in Boys Town on May 19th. Correct? All
yes.
right. There we go. Good to see you. Thanks for coming
it's
back.
It's great to be back.
312-981-7200. The line's already lighting up. Pete Zimmerman's here as well. Pete, how are you, my man?
I'm wonderful. Excited.
Pete is
always.
Sort of the commissioner of the worst, and the commissioner always gets to go first, so why don't you start us off tonight? Pete Zimmerman, what's the worst?
The worst, saran wrap.
Why saran wrap?
It never works. You can't get it out of the thing. When you do actually, you know, cut it, then it folds up and it connects to each other.
It is the worst.
I don't understand. Why do people use it?
I agree. You know what? I'll give you a hint. I just found this stuff at the grocery store. It's called Press and Seal. It's very similar to, are you guys familiar with
but
this?
But very yes. sticky.
It's very sticky on the sides, so it takes care of that issue of, like, it just bunching up in your hands.
Yeah.
And it's the same kind of thing as saran wrap. It's, like, the same use to cover stuff. So I'm just telling Press and Seal. Look
yeah,
for it.
That's
but
great.
You're right. Saran wrap is the worst.
I end up just, like, I fold it in a ball and I throw it out. And I sit there, like, 10
after
times
he struggles,
in a row.
After he wrestles with yeah. it by himself.
Have you ever cut yourself?
Yeah. Cut yourself on the edge.
Brutal.
That's no good. All right, let's go to our panel. Alexander, what's the worst, Alexandra?
The worst is, hate to say it, tourists in Chicago on Michigan
just,
Avenue.
Just all of them, huh?
Yeah, every single one. I work across the street.
Oh, you do?
From a day job. And they prevent me from getting Chipotle on a regular basis.
That's the worst.
Yeah.
Well, that might not. Which one is the worst? Getting Chipotle or not getting Chipotle?
Getting the Chipotle without food poisoning.
That's
great.
The worst.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
But with food poisoning,
I found myself here on Michigan Avenue in the WGN studio as becoming more and more accepting of the tourists of Michigan Avenue.
That's generous of
you. Know, but at first I was like, oh, what's this? You know, they'll stop by. But I feel like there's some pride here.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I'm the representative of Chicago to people who are from Cleveland or from Ohio,
yeah.
and they went to dinner and they just want to walk to the river and walk back and then go to their hotel, and then they get to see, like, us in here, and I give them a wave, and I say, I'm gleeful at the idea of being part of that ecosystem.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, right?
Like, that's beautiful.
If I hated it, what would be the point?
Like, yeah.
But
you're
I used
the ambassador.
To be like
you're the ambassador.
I don't think she's really vibing off of what you're saying by her lack of sincerity.
I just sit in that Starbucks across the street and glare. It's not as much fun. Here, you're a celebrity. You're an ambassador to Chicago.
I'm an ambassador. I just get to give them a wave and be like, hey, how's it going? Yeah, we're talking about Donald Trump. And then they
yeah.
move on. All right, Soli, what do you got? What's the worst?
This, I think, maybe more just for the ladies, but and this may be representative of myself, but I'm not saying it is. I'm just saying it could possibly be waking up, going to the bathroom, looking in the mirror, and finding one long chin hair. I don't know. It's not sexy on the ladies. It's not.
That's the worst. I'm asking. I'm not, yeah.
Well, you have multiple, several of them clustered
yeah.
on your face, and it works better for you.
Well, it does. There are times where the similar thing for me would be nose hairs or right here, like where the like
the
cheeks,
upper cheekbones,
it starts to grow up. Like it starts to grow, and it's like
you're
it
like
starts,
Sasquatch.
Yeah, it gets it's
but
weird.
You can't grow so any start, hair on the top of your head, so you're a bald Sasquatch.
I'm a bald Sasquatch. I find myself like grooming the northern part of the beard too. Like, and that's very weird. You always feel like, all right, I'm going over the top.
That's very borderline homeless looking.
Exactly, right?
What is that hair for? Why is your body producing that?
I think my body just wants to get back to, like, you know, Neanderthal stage. Like, you just need hair on the face. So there you go. All right, 312-981-7200. Let's go to the line. Let's go to Greg. Greg, what's the worst, Greg?
The worst is when you're at the grocery store and you pick the line with one person in it, and they end up writing a check. And then you got the lines next to you where six or eight people go through each side, and you're still waiting for that person to write a check.
There's nothing worse than the games we play in our own heads about which line to go in. I mean, thanks, Greg. Thanks for that. Yeah, there's nothing worse than the anxiety that produces of which line I should be in to go faster.
I always choose the wrong line.
Me too.
I think we all do.
Yeah.
I think there's no right line. That's the joke. That's the philosophy. That's
it
like
doesn't
so
feel
weird.
That way when everybody else in all the other lines seem to be moving faster. Except for the line that
I would
choose.
Like to hear from someone, 312-981-7200, who feels like they have the luck.
There's someone out there.
There's someone who's listening right now who's like, oh my God, I know how to game the system, and I will teach you. I agree with that as the worst, the lines. I also think the paying by check is pretty hilarious, and it's funny that 10 years ago that's how everybody did it.
Yeah, I was just going to say, that seems so archaic.
When I went to 1994, and I was living in Chicago, we would have to ride our bike to the Dominick's and then buy a pack of gum and then write the check for like 25 and 85 cents to get $25 back so we can have cash.
Like the big
Lebowski.
There are
no ATMs yet. Yeah, it's very...
Okay, let's backtrack on your story right now. You said you rode your bike and then you wrote a check. How old were you? Were
this
you
would
10
be 19.
Or 40?
Yeah, what? One of the two.
Make up your mind.
One of the two.
Okay, because that seemed really weird.
Oh, it's 40. That would be pathetic. At 12, you're like, oh, that's cute. He's a go-getter. No, I was like 19 years old, Columbia College kid. It was like, all right, so, but that's how you'd get money, right? That was the way you'd do it. You'd write over the check, dating myself.
I still pay my rent with a check.
Do you?
Yeah, but that's because my landlords are 90, so they don't know any other way.
I'm not 90, and my tenants pay me with a check.
Solely, get with the times.
Let's do some of these texts,
okay. 630, the worst is the Friends of the Park. Seriously, how can you stop a $750 million gift to the city? All right. anywhere but the lakefront. That's it. I don't know how many times I have to say, no one is against the Lucas Museum. Just don't build it on the lake. Right?
Right. That's what they've been
fighting. All right. 630 says the worst is any engineering exam. Where half of it doesn't make sense. Yeah, that would be the worst if you were an engineering student and you took an engineering exam and it didn't make sense.
If not, that really isn't the worst because I don't have to worry about that.
Yeah. Something we're not going to have to deal
None
with.
None of that makes sense to me.
630 says the worst is when... I always get tricked into reading these things and then they're usually... about segments that happened on the show within the last week, and I don't realize it's going too far in. Like, this is about Colin. This is about, Connor. The worst is when WGN had the guy from AutoZone backing up Donald Trump and saying stupid stuff. Our buddy from Seth Meyers. So, yeah, there you go. O'Malley. Connor O'Malley. You guys know Connor O'Malley?
Yeah.
Yeah. He came on and he played the character he's been playing where he's been going to Trump rallies. And he's been like a Trump supporter. He came on the show and took calls backed. It was very funny. And then this 630 did not like it.
And it was like a month ago, too. So he's just getting around to...
Wow. That's how angry this person must be regarding that episode.
Let's see. Called earlier, no. Okay. Hair on a bar of soap. 219.
Well, especially if it's somebody else's.
Yeah. That would be the worst.
Gross.
Yeah, I mean, because that's one of those things where you're like, okay, let's say you're in the shower. That happens in the shower. There's only, the shower's an intimate thing. There's only a couple people in your life that are probably using that same shower. If it's a public shower like a gym, yeah, gross. If it's someone you live with, it's not as gross, right?
It's not as gross.
It's not as gross, though.
It depends on how much you like the person that you're living with.
Right.
Then somehow it seems worse the less you like them.
Right. 847 says the worst is bank robbers.
Well, sure. Yeah.
Okay.
I like that
one. Yeah, bank robbers.
How in this day and age, with all the technologies, it's still possible to rob a bank? I'm writing that one down. That could be a finalist.
It's a very good point.
Bank robbers.
It still happens, though, right?
Yeah, especially the ones wearing the black and white striped clothes and yeah. then the, yeah, right. the bag masks. That has the dollar sign
the
on
hamburger?
It and they're running out. Yeah, exactly.
All right, you know what? Okay, and then the last one here is the worst is someone who doesn't understand the concept of membership stores. All right, they're making fun of me.
Costco.
They're making fun of me because I was mad at Costco earlier.
Oh. That's reasonable, though.
I was mad at Costco. We're going to go to break. I don't want to get too into it, but I just don't like the concept that I have to show my card to get into the store
yeah.
and then use the card to check out. It doesn't. It seems inefficient to me, and I understand someone wrote in, well, it's great for jobs. Okay. But my point mm-hmm. being that like there, you don't need to check my card to get into your store. That just seems like now you're just – that's like a bad marketing thing where you're like, let's make it really exclusive.
Super exclusive.
Really check the card when you walk. I just feel like it's redundant, and I got into a little
you don't
fight.
Want to feel important.
No,
you
just
– want to feel
I want to walk
special.
By and go, got it. No, I definitely. I paid you my $60 a year.
Yes.
I just give them a wink, and they know. As opposed to, I got to pull out my wallet. Do you have your card? I do. It's behind my Venture card. It's behind my credit card. It's behind my debit card. It's behind every card that I have.
Well, you know, you're walking Costco. Into Costco. You should be prepared.
No, you know what?
It should be more like a concierge. They should know everybody.
Yeah.
And know what you like.
Right.
And need. And there's bottle service.
Alexander nails it.
I'm going to Costco now.
Right. You should, yeah. You should.
VIP.
You should pitch them your services.
Yeah.
All right. All right, Alexander Zapalas, Soli Santos in studio with me tonight. Two members of the Cates, the ensemble, the all-female ensemble has a show this Friday at the Bookseller. When we return, we'll continue with the worst. 312-981-7200. Stay with us.
What's going down,
y'all? All right, 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We're playing the worst. We've got prizes. A pair of tickets to the soccer match between Bayern Munich and AC Milan at Soldier Field on July 27th. That'll be a jam.
Mm.
$50 gift certificate to Builder Supply Outlet. A pair of tickets to the Producers, now playing at the Mercury Theater. Wow. These are
legit.
The best prizes we've ever had.
Legit.
It, right?
Yeah.
It's nice. Like you get to call in to say what you don't like, and you get stuff that's awesome.
Amazing.
Right?
Make it rain.
That's not the worst. That's not the worst.
Alexander Sarpalis is a stand-up as well as Soli Santos. They're my guests tonight. They're members of the Cates, an ensemble that is playing at the Bookseller in Lincoln Square. Also Laugh Factory every...
Once a month.
Once a month.
First Thursday.
It's a great show. Go check it out. All right. And a bunch of other credits we'll get to. Let's go to the phones. Rosemary, what's the worst?
Well... My son was standing over me this afternoon and said, "Oh, Mom, I found a gray hair." And I went, "Okay, I'm 79 years old. So what's the big deal?"
So, Rosemary, that's the worst, that he's calling out your gray hair when you're 79 years old.
Yeah, isn't that ridiculous?
It is kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold. That was good. I kind of like that one, Pete. There's something good about that. Let's go to John. John, what's the worst, John?
The worst is when you see your food getting ready to come out to your table and your waitress is eating off your plate.
Oh, no, dang.
That didn't happen. That happened to you?
That happened to me 20 minutes ago.
Ew. No way.
Oh, no.
I 20 minutes ago?
Yep.
Where was she eating? What did you order?
What did I order? A Reuben sandwich with fries.
Would she eat the Reuben or the fries?
The fries. She was taking fries off my plate.
She took half of that sandwich?
She took a bite and then tried to cover it up with the fries.
Wow. John, that's crazy. Yeah.
He seems to be okay with it, though, because he's like...
Yeah, you're okay with it, huh, John?
No, I'm not.
Did you call it out?
Oh, yeah. I talked to the manager, and we left. I couldn't stay for that.
Oh, no. Did they at least give you, like, freebies or something, or what'd they do?
No, no. They said they'd look at the tape, see if it really happened.
Oh, they're going to look at the tape.
That's the worst. Looking at the tape is the worst.
Yes.
We're going to call the FBI.
All right, hold on, John. That's good. That's a good one, too, Pete. Remember that one. I have to say that eating off. Okay, let me write this down.
That's
so
crazy.
I have it in my notes. I'm writing it down this way. Waitress eats Reuben off customer's plate, right?
Doesn't she know she's supposed to do that in the kitchen?
Right. Yeah.
And then over,
and
look,
then come out.
Dip it in that Thousand Island. It's delicious.
It is
so
delicious. I can see. And but that's the thing. When you're a waitress, isn't there more where that came from? You just go back and go, oh, that's real good, man. Can
that's
I get
what
some
I'm
of
saying.
Those fries?
Eat it in the kitchen.
And that's probably every meal that she's eating there is going to be like the same stuff over and over.
It's just three fries from everybody's plate, and she's good for the day.
It's good.
It's all about moderation.
She got greedy.
Yeah,
she flew too close to the sun.
Yes. Right.
She did.
Her fry wings melted.
She
so sad.
All right, Zim, you got another one?
Yeah, how about the worst is when you record a sporting event, mm-hmm. say perhaps a Cubs game, say perhaps yesterday.
12-inning extra inning game.
And you get home and you start watching from the fifth inning on. And you get to about the 11th inning,
oh, no.
And the DVR cuts
off.
Oh,
I
you
knew
didn't
he was
going to
say that.
Time.
That's brutal.
Oh, that's terrible.
You watch all that, and you don't get to see the exciting win. Well, you look it up, but you wasted all that time.
All that time.
That's so sad.
Watching Bryce Harper get walked 6 times.
Don't you think that in this day and age with the technology, you should be able to record a show
Absolutely.
And not have to extend time?
Yep.
Or it should automatically tape
I mean,
and
that's
everything.
That's an egregious situation because they went, 13 innings or whatever, right?
Uh-huh.
But, you know, that happens much more frequently in football because you record a 12-3, you know, and the other game will start. If the game goes over, and they almost always do, I had that happen with a Bears game where something happened at the end, and it's the sweat of fast-forwarding through the thing,
yes.
And you're like, this is getting closer to that end. You know, and I'm like, there's no way. There's still 4 minutes on the clock, and this thing is only showing me 30 more seconds.
Ugh.
That's the worst.
Sometimes that happens to me with Jeopardy, when it gets preempted, and I miss Final Jeopardy, and I just can't stand
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
that's the worst,
it's
too.
It's terrible.
Missing Final Jeopardy is the worst. Okay, is that your worst, Alexander?
Yeah, I was going to say, also the worst, listening to other people explain their dreams.
Yes.
I just listened to a friend's today.
Boring.
That's so good.
It was my grandma, but it wasn't my grandma. And we were in my old high school, and we were walking down the hallway. I don't care.
No, it's a dream. It's fake. It didn't happen.
I'm never gonna care.
I have had that, or I have a friend who will get upset from the dream. Like, yeah, I was really upset. I'm like, all right, but it's not real.
No.
So let it go. Who cares? You can see so many things in real life to be upset about. Why get upset about your dreams?
Exactly.
That's a really good one. That
it is.
So then it was like it turned into a unicorn. And then I was, you're not going to believe this. I was in my dorm, my freshman dorm. I don't care. I don't know any of the things you're talking about.
No.
That's good. All right, Soli, what do you got?
When you try to open a bag of chips... And then when you pull, you like end up using so much force that it rips open, and now there's an explosion of chips everywhere.
Too much force.
Yes.
Too
it's
much force on your chips.
It's not enough force or too much force.
And it's usually I know exactly what you're talking about. And you're like, oh man, I want to make this perfect. There's this weird kind of perfection that goes with opening a bag of chips.
There's a window.
Yeah, and you're mm-hmm. like, I can do this. And then when it doesn't go, you get frustrated and you pull harder.
And before
then,
you know it, you've just exploded a bag of chips in your own face.
Yeah. It's usually Doritos or Cheetos, that orange dust everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere. All right, let's go to some of these. All right. 773 says, you know what's the worst? When you're waiting in line for a long time to buy a lottery ticket, and they say, sorry, the machine is closed.
No.
Yeah, that's depressing. 773... I think it's just a joke. The worst is when you make love to Willie Nelson just to find out afterwards it wasn't really Willie Nelson.
Oh, dang.
That might not be the worst. I mean, Willie Nelson, do you really want it? Really?
Yeah, were you shooting for Willie Nelson?
Yeah, I'm not sure what the Willie Nelson.
Those are some low expectations.
Yeah. 630, the worst is Jeep Wranglers. I'm sure, pretty sure they're allergic to any form of moisture. Never seen a vehicle rust and leak in just over a year.
Ugh.
262 says, when you're in the bathroom at a restaurant, you see the cook leave without washing his hands.
Ew.
There's always one of those, right?
Maybe they'll eat those fries off your plate.
Ooh.
Dang.
630 says, the worst is when you're at a sporting event and someone dumps their drink on you and they don't say sorry.
Oh.
So if someone said, I'm so sorry, then it wouldn't be the worst.
Yeah.
That's what they're saying.
It does,
right?
Make it a little bit better.
Makes it the worst, right. Okay. And then the last one here. Burns anyway. The worst is when you put in the pizza. Yeah, I know, right?
Burns anyway.
Like, what is that?
Excuse me.
262 says, the worst is when you put in a pizza with the time it says on the box and it burns it anyway.
Oh. That made me grumpy.
You really, yeah. You, you know. 815 says, the worst is when there's never a full cup left at the end of the pot of coffee.
Yeah. Get a Keurig. It'll solve all your problems.
That's it, right? The worst, 214 says, the worst, dogs who drink out of the toilet bowl.
Oh.
And this one, this is a good one.
And then they lick your face. You got to add that. Come on.
And they lick your face. 708 says, the worst is when you go to Costco with your new girlfriend and shopping for over 1 hour, then going to checkout, and my card doesn't work because my ex-wife had it canceled.
Ooh.
Oh, that's such a good one.
That is a good one.
That is
that's
such a good
so
one.
That's so specific.
That might, I'm putting that one next to bank robbers.
Yeah, that one's
that's
put that down.
There's
that's somebody's
so many
pain
there's
right
so
there.
Many, so many levels
so
of sad
real.
Going on in that
so
one.
Real.
That, it is.
So
real. We are reveling over someone's pain.
Yeah.
All right, we'll read the rest of these after the news. Soli Santos and Alexander Sarpalis is in studio with us tonight. We're playing the worst, 312-981-7200. We'll hit the news. After the news, we'll play for a little bit more, and then we'll give away these prizes. Sound good? Stay with us.
It's going down,
it's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman, and tonight it's Monday night, so we're playing the worst. This is, of course, where we complain and bemoan about the worst things in society. The worst things around us for prizes. It's prizes. We have three things to give away tonight. Some great prizes. In studio with me, Alexander Sarpalis. She is the a stand-up who's also part of the Kate's Ensemble.
Yeah.
All-female ensemble that plays at both the Bookseller and at Laugh Factory. They're playing at Bookseller this Friday night in Lincoln Square. Also, Soli Santos is also a stand-up comedian. She's playing Hydrate in Boystown on May 19th. And they're both going to be at Alexandra's Mom Jeans Showcase at the Windy City Inn this Sunday night.
Yep.
Which you should go out and see.
Yeah, lots of wigs.
Lots of wigs.
Yeah.
Is it a lot of wigs?
A lot of high jeans, a lot of wigs.
I like that.
Yeah.
Where do you get your wigs?
Boystown.
Yeah?
Yeah. You go in and you're like, I'm looking for Eliza Minnelli. And they're like, old or young Eliza. And it's great. It's wonderful.
I'm a big fan of the costume shop on Fullerton. The one over by DePaul, Chicago Costume. Because I had a good relationship going there for a little bit where I would go in with all these strange, you know, requests. So I need to look like young Dicka. That was the last time I was in there. And then I'd show them a picture and they were like, all right, let's make this happen.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And
that's
Richard
awesome.
Marks. I had to go in and get like a 1980s Richard Marks going.
Oh,
so
that's
nice.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Fantasy costumes also.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the one on Milwaukee, right?
Yeah. Love them. They got a lot of weirdness.
When you walk in and they give you a little head nod, like, hey, how's it going? And it's not like Halloween season. You feel like you've arrived
yes.
as a comedian.
Because they're so like, I would assume that they're just dying for people, you know, during the non-holiday, Halloween.
There, yeah.
They're like,
they count on sketch comedians.
Yes.
They count on Mom Jeans.
That's true. That's true.
All right, we're playing the worst here. 312-981-7200. Like I said, we've got tremendous prizes. We've got a pair of tickets to the soccer match between Bayern Munich and AC Milan at Soldier Field on July 27th. Also got a $50 gift certificate to the Builder Supply Outlet out in Broadview. A pair of tickets to the Producers, now playing through the 26th at Mercury Theater. That's a lot of stuff to give away. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Susan. Susan, what's the worst, Susan?
You're at a toll booth fishing for change, and you take your foot off the gas pedal by mistake and rear-end the car in front of you.
Oh, good times. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Susan, that's terrible.
That's living large.
Nothing like rear-end at a toll booth,
too.
Yeah, that's great.
Oh, man, that's no good. I don't like that. Susan, thank you for that. That's
part of the, like, picking the wrong line at the grocery store thing, too. Ooh. Toll booth.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So, well, there's the toll booth picking of the lane is one thing.
Yeah.
I have a great story. I was in San Francisco.
Let us be the judge
ago.
Of your great okay. story. Right?
You love the story. I told a story and it didn't really work this weekend. So
then
it
doesn't sound that great.
No,
but anyway,
one for
go ahead.
One.
Tell
one
us
for
anyway.
Two.
Tell
one
us
for
anyway.
Two.
Go ahead.
So
go
I'm
ahead.
Google mapping from my brother's who lives in Modesto to San Francisco. So you got to go over the Oakland Bridge. You get to the bridge and there, you know, the woman is telling me like, head 4 miles, but get to the bridge to the toll booth. It is like a mad dash like it always is in rush hour in San Francisco. Like it's just like cars everywhere, right? But it just seemed like it was a lot for a Chicago guy. I'm like, who knows the Kennedy? This is a lot of traffic. I'm getting up to the actual toll booth, and the thing starts freaking out. Oh. The Google Maps starts going, turn around, turn around, turn around, turn left, turn south, go south, go south. And I'm like, what is wrong with this thing? You know, like I shut it off. I like put it back on. It comes back. I put in the thing again, and it comes in. It goes, turn around, go south. Go south. And I'm like, is this like telling me that like there's an earthquake, like a San Andreas kind of thing, and the bridge is gone? Is there like a World War Z zombie thing happening, and it's telling me, like, but it doesn't know the words?
Right.
And then I just kept going, and everything was fine. Like, about maybe like 10, 15 seconds later, like, I got past the thing, or 10 minutes in this case, and it was like, head 4 miles, keep going. Here's your thing on the left. And it was the exact same thing. So I don't know what happened like in that moment, but it had a total glitch and scared the crap out of me. I really thought like Google couldn't come up with the words to comprehend that there was a mass tragedy coming on the bridge and it was leaving San Francisco towards us and we were all going to be eaten by something. And it just didn't know how to tell me. So it just kept saying, turn around, turn around.
And then nothing happened.
Nothing happened. That's where the story kind of dies, but yeah. It's still a
good
story.
That's...
No, I mean, if I was attacked by a zombie, it'd be a better story.
Yeah, well, maybe, but yeah. Just so it's telling you to turn around into oncoming traffic.
Yeah, like no, it's just you're on a toll road, so yeah. There's no oncoming traffic. It's not like you can even.
Well, I mean, like if you turned around, you'd be coming the way you came.
I'd
and
be right
cars
at the,
coming
yeah,
at you.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's trying to kill you. Is what I'm hearing.
Probably.
Google tried to kill you.
Google
okay.
always trying to kill me.
Love a good conspiracy theory.
All right. 847, waiting for a series of red lights when there's no cross traffic at any of the streets. Yes. I would also echo that like one service entrance light that's like coming off an old steel mill or the post office and that goes red and you're like, come on. And you just sit there and nobody's coming. You're just like, come on. That's when you're really like, I'm gonna hit it. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna run this.
And who wants to sit by the old steel mill? Creepy.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Very Scooby Doo.
Very Scooby Doo. Just lock your car doors.
Yeah.
773. The worst is when you're at the movies and someone is talking loud on the phone. Who does that?
What?
That is the worst.
That is the worst.
That's never happened to me.
That's never happened to me either.
I had a great one where I was looking at my phone. It was jam packed for Moonrise Kingdom. Something that it's one of the Wes Anderson movies.
Delightful.
And I had a woman next to me, and I was looking at my phone. She goes, "You're gonna shut that off before the movie starts, right?"
Oh, nice. Like, yeah, she was preemptive. Oh, that was great.
I go, "Calm down, right?" And then I put it away. Like I'm just it's not on. The ringer's not on.
I had a woman do that to me too, but this was also the same woman who took off her shoes before the movie started, and then elbowed me several times in the ribs and was like, "Turn that off. Turn that off." And it wasn't even the previews
yet.
That's
ridiculous. What happened with me is that I didn't turn the ringer off. So about halfway through the movie, like I got a text. I was like, or a call, but I did. But it was just a, and I just like looked over and she looked at me and I'm like, you're right. You're right. I ruined this movie. I did it. All right. The worst, 214 says, the worst who people walk downtown when it's raining with those ginormous golf umbrellas that have the wingspan of a 757. Leave it on the golf course, buddy. That's what she said.
I have an umbrella like that, and I love it.
630 says, the worst thing is when you think you're sending a text to one girl, but a split second afterwards, you realize wrong girl.
Oops.
Busted.
Play on
they
player.
Actually write busted on there. So that's...
busted.
Too bad. Mm-hmm.
815 says, the worst is when you're checking out at Costco and don't realize that the price was for two items. With 10 people being behind you in line, you're the jerk that has to run back for another pillowcase full of Lays.
A pillowcase. Awesome.
The worst thing is trying to open up anything that is sealed in hard, clear plastic.
Oh.
Having to use a sharp knife or a saw or trying to use jumper cables. It sucks. Yeah, it's true. That's the worst.
You can get hurt.
708, the worst is changing a baby's dirty diaper, and she decides to let you have it right between the eyes.
Ooh.
Nice. Yeah. Right. She or he? I think he.
It's a she. It's baby. A she, so I guess, yeah, babies will pee up.
Yeah, but I think the little boy would probably have a better.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. But there's angles.
Yeah.
There's a lot of angles. 269, the worst is when your wife wakes up in the morning mad at you because you did something to her in the dream. That is true. That's the worst. 312 says the worst is when people finally escape the trailer park after four generations. You finally escape the trailer park after four generations, but then they move in next to you.
Oh, dang. Oh,
that's okay. I'm sorry. All right.
Sounds like they didn't move far enough.
Yeah. Visit another trailer park?
Yeah, right.
Problem.
All right, Pete, you got one more? You want to wrap? We should probably wrap up here in 2 minutes.
Know what the worst is, Justin?
Mm-hmm.
Spitting.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Grow up. You're not on a ball field. You're not on a farm. You're on Michigan Avenue. Stop spitting. It's the worst.
I like the spitters. Michigan Avenue spitters. They just add a little character, you know? Nothing like a Michigan Avenue right in front of the candy store or the
just spreading disease.
Yeah, why not?
It's my favorite. Right?
The worst is when a rainy day or night you continually wipe your glasses only to turn it into streaming mess.
I don't wear glasses. Okay.
That's a good one. 815. The worst is a guy whom you've never met in person. And you have just started texting each other, and he calls you babe. Is it because he can't remember my name? Oh, I don't know.
Probs.
Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
I'm going to say yeah. It's why.
Either that or cuckoo, ca-choo, cuckoo, ca-choo.
Who are you texting you've never met before?
That's
online dating?
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's what it is.
Some Tindering.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. But babe is gross.
It is gross.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of times that babe works. Any form.
He's probably
babies
like
even
55.
Worse.
Yeah.
Babies just I just saw that routine somewhere. Like, why would you call me baby? It's such a weird affectionate term to sort of sexualize baby.
Yeah. You know, also when I hear women refer to their boyfriends as daddy.
Oh
daddy.
That's so gross.
No.
Baby.
Oh,
daddy.
No.
Nope.
Oh. What are you going to be? Oh, baby. Oh, daddy. Oh, father. No.
No. That's a new segment we have on Tuesday nights. No.
No. No.
That's the worst.
All right. 312-981-7200. We come back. We will crown the top three tonight. We've got a lot of prizes to give away. It's the download. It's the worst. It's WGN.
It's going down. It's going down. My peoples come first. When words come the words. When words come the words. My peoples come first.
All right, wrapping up the worst. Just cataloging as we speak. We have picked our winners. Very excited here.
Woo!
In studio with me tonight, Alexander Sarpalis and Soli Santos. Thank you guys for coming in.
Thanks
Soli,
for
this
having
is
us.
Number two. Thank
I
you
know.
So much.
I love
it.
Look at
you. All right, so let me give the credit. So you guys are part of Kate, the Cates, which are performing at the Bookseller on Friday, and then again on June 2nd at the Laugh Factory.
Yes.
So check that out. Those are always fun shows. Those are great shows. I've seen that show. Also, you can see Alexandra showcase Mom Jeans at the Windy City Inn every Sunday?
Third Sunday of the month. Yeah,
all
very right. Random.
What's your Twitter handle?
At Keen Observation.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because my last name's too hard to spell.
That's pretty good to get that. Then you can get that early.
Yeah.
Good move.
It's Soli, got like 20 consonants in it.
Soli Santos can be on stage with the Cates. She's also performing at Alexander Showcase Mom Jeans at Windy City Inn on Sunday night. And then again at Hydrate in Boys Town on May 19th. What's your Twitter handle?
My Twitter handle is at Soli Comedy.
Soli Comedy.
Look at there you.
S-O-L-I.
You got it. All right.
S-O-L-I.
All right, you guys, you ready? Okay, so before we go to the winners, I'm going to read all the stuff, but why don't we burn the worst that we brought with us? So if you guys have any others that you brought that you want to get at, go for it.
Well, I know this wasn't necessarily popular with you guys, but a new couple shopping at the grocery store can't take it. I mean, you don't have to check in. Thank you. Yeah, you don't have to check in with someone about the peanut butter. Babe, is this the peanut butter you like? Do you like this peanut butter? I think you like this peanut butter. Is this the peanut butter you like? No, no, no. Oh, yeah, that's a new segment. No.
No.
Sorry.
That's Tuesday. No.
Yeah.
No, that's on Tuesday. You did actually give it the new couple.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been a part of that, and I know that as an old couple, you're essentially an errand boy. So if you get into the store and they're like, oh, you know what, we need lettuce. And you're like, lettuce at the front of the store. What's the matter? Like, that's like nine aisles away. Oh, you got Then you have to go get the lettuce.
You
so that's
the
why
lettuce.
Couples shop. When you see couples together, it's not that they think it's fun.
No.
One of the people has become the errand boy or girl.
Has to go get the straggler.
Yeah. Oh, did we get milk? Can you get milk? I already gave my jewel card.
Yeah. In line.
And they got to go get it. All right, Soli, what do you got?
The clear packaging tape that when you try to take it at first to unroll, yep. but then you can't, because it's clear, you can't find the end, and you keep rolling it, and then you see one, and then you peel it, but the whole thing doesn't come off, and then you're rolling, and half the strip is gone.
Yep.
I'm not upset about this.
No, you showed some passion there, some emotion.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All beautiful. Right, great. There we go. All right, let's get some of these prizes. All right, so tonight, third place is going to get a pair of tickets to the Producers, now playing through June 26th at the Mercury Theater, Chicago, featuring a riotous mix of eccentric characters and show-stopping songs. The Producers is a spoof on the big old-fashioned Broadway musical. Get tickets by calling 773-325-1700 or online at mercurytheaterchicago.com. Second place is going to get a $50 gift certificate to Builder Supply Outlet in Broadview. Meet Wendy Snyder and join her for an exclusive after-hour showing of the Kitchen and Bath Showroom grand opening on May 12th from 6 to 8 p.m. Register to attend at wgnradio.com. And first place, you're going to get a pair of tickets to the soccer match between Bayern Munich and AC Milan at Soldier Field on July 27th. See the world's best soccer back in Chicago and one of Europe's fiercest rivalries. Get tickets online at internationalchampionscup.com. All right, let's do this. All right, so number three. Are we ready? Number three, 847, the worst bank robbers. How in this day and age with all our technology is it still possible to rob a bank? That's number three. Just because it's like, first of all, are you a bank owner? You're that upset about it? You're like,
yeah.
It was just like the John Chase who's like, good is a deal with these bank robbers. They're the worst. And it's dangerous. We saw it today. It is dangerous to rob a bank, but you're right. It is kind of when you see it, another bank robbed. You're like, come on.
Really?
That's the worst. Knock it off. You can't rob a bank.
No.
And it's surprisingly, and I'm for a different segment, there are bank robbers that do get away with it.
Yes.
That is very strange in this day and age that that's even possible.
I can't fathom.
I can't even get into Costco without my card. These guys are robbing banks. All right, number two. This is from 708. Speaking of Costco. The worst is going into Costco with my new girlfriend and shopping for over 1 hour. New couple, right? Then going to checkout and my card doesn't work because my ex-wife had it canceled. Oof.
That's not the worst if you're the ex-wife.
The ex-wife is like, yes, score.
It's the best.
That's like the perfect scenario for the ex-wife. He's like, I'm going to cancel their card. Yeah. So when he's in there and he gets like an hour in with his new girl.
If he thinks he's going to use this card with that other woman, he got something coming. I'm going to show him.
Maybe she knew he does that. Like his dates were like, we're getting hot dogs at Costco. Woo. Yeah,
right. Maybe that's his thing.
That's what we used to do. I'm not going to let him do that with anybody else. That's what we did when we were together.
We bought his 80 granola bars. And a 6-pound thing of guacamole together on our first date. All right. Are we ready for number one?
Yeah.
Are we ready for number one? The number one getting the tickets for the soccer match has to go to John, who's back in the line. John, who ordered food tonight and saw the waitress eating from his plate before he got the food. John, you win. That is the worst, man.
Great.
We're looking for a place to eat, and we heard your show.
John, you know, the great thing about it and the reason that we chose you, number one, not only is it the worst, that's the worst, to have a waitress eat your food, but secondly, we felt like you didn't get, you didn't get a favorable outcome.
Right.
Like, you didn't get free anything. No. They said, well, look at the tape, and you just left. You didn't get to
eat. Look at the tape.
So now you get something for that. You call into the radio station, you get something for your trouble. So, John, not only is this the worst, but it's also the best, if you know what I'm saying. So,
excellent.
All right, John, thanks for playing, buddy. We appreciate it, and congratulations. Congratations to everybody. What a great, the worst, Soli Santos, Alexander Sarpalis. Thank you guys so much for being here tonight.
Thank you.
It was a fun show.
Always is.